Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tony and Grace with your 9am Zlines. In local news, Sunshine Coast company Koyo, who manufacture dairy-free coconut yogurt and ice cream, are being sued following the death of a woman in the UK. 42-year-old Celia Marsh died from anaphylaxis after she ate a wrap that contained coconut yogurt, which she believed was dairy-free, from a British sandwich shop in 2017. Later testing of the coconut yogurt found that it actually contained milk proteins. Koyo has responded, stating that even if there was a dairy-free implied term, it wouldn't necessarily mean the products were, in fact, 100% dairy-free.
A feeding frenzy of about 50 tiger sharks on a whale carcass off the coast of Hervey Bay has been noted as a good sign for Aussie marine life. Senior Ranger Daniel Clifton says whales are dying of natural causes and the frenzy displays the important ecological relationship between sharks and whales. Clifton also said the deaths were a result of conservation success because the numbers of migrating whales inevitably meant more would die from natural causes on the journey up coast.
In national news, a warning for listeners that this next story mentions gambling addiction. A parliamentary committee is urging the federal government to ban gambling advertising during sporting events within 3 years. The committee has released findings on the harm that online gambling has posed and made recommendations on how the industry should be regulated and available support for those who are struggling with addiction. Labor MP Peter Murphy says that Australians are amongst the biggest losers and that previous attempts to regulate gambling advertising have failed to properly address the problem. If you or anyone you know requires support, do not hesitate to call the National Gambling Helpline on 1800 858 858.
New South Wales is set to ban religious vilification, inciting hatred, contempt, or ridiculing someone because of their religious beliefs will become a punishable act. Multiculturalism Minister Steve Camper says religious vilification is on the rise with members of Jewish, Muslim, Hindu and Sikh faiths expressing concerns on the growing intolerance.
In international news, Russia has been accused of executing dozens of civilians in the Ukraine war. A United Nations monitoring mission in Ukraine found Russia has detained over 800 civilians and has executed 77 of them. Head of the mission, Matilda Bogner, says they documented 900 cases of arbitrary detention of civilians and that such acts amount to a war crime.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
That is all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.